For a small group of islanders, jumping rope is a lot more than just a fun cardio workout. This summer, July 27 to August 3, 7 members of Victoria-based Skipping Club Island Hoppers will head to the World Jump Rope Championships in Kawasaki, Japan, where they will represent Canada in a mix of speed, endurance, and freestyle events. "The kids are really, really excited. They're really proud," said Sarah Wilson, Island Hoppers treasurer and the mother of one of the talented jumpers. In preparation for the international showdown, the skippers, who range from 12 to 32 years old, train 4 times a week for 2 to 3 hours at a time. They also work with a gymnastics coach to hone their agility, strength, and freestyle skills. "They've worked really, really hard to get there," added Wilson. "They've put in a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication." Bradley Spurge is one of the island hoppers set to represent the country in a few short months. The Victoria resident, who has been jumping rope for almost 20 years, competed in the 2010 Junior World Jump Rope Championships in London, England, and the 2012 World Jump Rope Championships in Washington, D.C. "The first time going was incredible," he said. "I actually took a Canadian flag with me, and everyone was so, so friendly. Everyone was signing the flag for me, and they were really helpful and supportive of being a first-time athlete there." Over the years, Spurge and his teammates learned to tame their skipping ropes thanks to a deep love of the sport. "I have got my second family from this sport, and it's so nice to go to competitions," said Saanich resident Ashley Simpson, who competed in the World Jump Rope Championships in Florida in 2017. "You kind of know everybody, you've got to kind of grow up with them." Island Hoppers is just one of 2 jump rope clubs on the island, and it has attracted athletes from far outside of Victoria. Elise Visenton, for example, lives in Nanaimo and travels south to train a few times a week. "She's pretty amazing. She started jumping rope during COVID and hadn't touched a rope prior to that," said Wilson. "She is now competing for her first Worlds at the age of 32. Before leaving for Kawasaki, the squad is set to compete in provincial and national competitions, which have brought out a drive and dedication in the skippers the team's coach Kim Stewart couldn't be more proud of. "I am known to be the town crier because anytime my jumpers are on the floor, I'm so proud I start crying," she said.